T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is away today.
California has named its next Assembly Speaker after months of debate over the succession plan for current Speaker Anthony Rendon. After a six-hour meeting yesterday, state Democrats emerged with the announcement that Robert Rivas was unanimously voted in to be the next in line for the position when Rendon's term comes to a close. The Democratic Assembly member representing California's Central Coast is now headed for a long transition into the seat to be made official in June of 2023.
To talk more about this, we are going to bring in our guest on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, the Assembly member and now Speaker Designee of California, Robert Rivas. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate the interest.
Your soon-to-be new position is 6 months in the making. Could you talk a little bit more about this process that we understand started back in May?
Sure. Yeah, you know, it has certainly been a long process. In you know, I think first and foremost, I'm very humbled by the unanimous support of my Assembly colleagues to be elected the next Speaker of the California State Assembly. You know, I certainly appreciate Speaker Rendon, and as I conclude now my second term in the State Assembly, very thankful for the opportunities he's given me. You know, to chair agriculture, the opportunities to you know, really make the most of my time in the legislature thus far. And you know, I can tell you from the moment I got up here. When I was elected in 2018, when I got here to the state capitol, I was always, you know, it was a very surreal experience. I'm, you know, proud to say that I'm a lifelong resident of the district I grew up in, having grown up in Piscines, California, and, you know, was raised by a family of farm workers, grew up in agricultural housing. I would not have thought that having the opportunity to serve in the state legislature here in California was ever going to be possible. So, you know, last night at the conclusion of our long meeting, as I mentioned to reporters, you know, only in California, this is, you know, a state that my family has always loved, a state that has given my family everything. My grandfather, you know, would always remind us that he immigrated to California because this was, you know, a place of opportunity. He believed in the California dream. And so, you know, only in California can a kid who grew up in farm worker housing be elected the Speaker of the state of the California State Assembly. So I'm absolutely humbled and I'm excited. You know, now is the time to unite our assembly, our Democratic caucus, the action that we took last night by our caucus to select me to serve as the next speaker of the assembly, it also ensures a period of transition. You know, the speakership is a position that is a vital leadership role, and thoughtful, intentional preparation is absolutely critical. It's necessary to ensure a productive and responsive speaker's office when I assume the position in June of next year. Because we have to keep in mind the people we serve, the 40 million Californians who are counting on us, they deserve an orderly transition of governance that puts public service, good government, transparency, you know, above anything else. And so we all know that our state is facing some serious problems, and we need to get to work to solve them. And that's why I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I'm up to the, you know, the challenge to doing the best job I can for my colleagues, for the institution, and certainly for you know, the over 40 million Californians that are here. And so I'm excited over the next few weeks and months. I look forward to the work of traveling our state to meet with my colleagues in their home districts to plan our transition.
Your humbleness is being heard loud and clear, for sure. This was, as you mentioned, a long process, and there's going to be a transition time. But for a time there, the Democratic Party in the Assembly was really split. What was all the drama about?
Sure. Obviously, you know, any type of major changes within our caucus, within the institution, they're never easy. But one thing we know is certain, one thing that was imminent, is we have turnover because of California's term limit laws. And knowing that our current speaker, assembly member, or speaker Anthony Rendon would be terming out, certainly we felt this was the time to begin an orderly, thoughtful, long-term transition. And this has been a challenging year because of so many unexpected retirements. Here in 2022, but also the expected retirements in because of term limits this next election cycle in 2024, and knowing a year from now we're all going to be filing and planning for a March 2024 primary, knowing that a change in leadership, a change of the guard was imminent, that we began to plan for the future. I don't term out until 2030. I have the intent of staying here, of doing the important work of representing my district and representing the entirety of California, working with the pro tem in the Senate, working with the governor and his administration. And so certainly, understanding that, planning, that preparation was very critical to the success of our institution, of our caucus, but most importantly, of the people of California. They deserve to have a very thoughtful transition occur, so we can hit the ground running when this change were to occur. And so certainly, I'm certainly well aware that the speakership is a position that is a vital leadership role for our state, the 40 million people we represent and who live here. And they're counting on our state legislature to lead. They're counting on us to responsibly manage a $300 billion budget. It's a tremendous responsibility. And so certainly for me, this has always been about public service, about doing what I can to ensure that the door to opportunity remains open for all Californians, and that our state assembly is run in an effective way, in a way that is results driven. And so that requires proper planning and a thoughtful transition. And I'm excited that in all this time from when we started until last night, that can say that that's exactly what we're going to do.
Before we let you go, I have to ask you, you've referenced several times the challenges you face. What are the top challenges for you, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I am certainly really excited in this moment. I'm doing my best to just enjoy it. It has been, a long process, and look forward to eventually make sure that I get on the road and head home. But really excited for the challenges. This is a state where there's no shortage of problems and crises, whether that's related to housing, homelessness, healthcare, climate, unprecedented natural disasters. It's this lingering and ongoing pandemic. And so certainly I'm very excited to do the work of uniting our caucus, of working with the Senate, working with the governor to tackle these challenges, and really focusing on those issues that are most important to our state and to our residents. Inflation, and certainly our economic challenges and pressures we're facing, and look forward to really engaging as the most, the largest, the most economically successful and most powerful state in the country and in the world. Looking forward to working with our partners in Washington, looking forward to work with our congressional, our delegation, to see how we can work together to improve the lives and create opportunities for residents of California.
Well, thank you for joining us. Our guest, Assembly Member and Speaker Designee Robert Rivas. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available on the Odyssey app, kcbsradio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.